Yeah.
Be more likely to have
a house. Yes. How would you make it more than one?
All right.
This is, here's one house, and right over there, there are two.
And this building, how would you say that?
Two more houses.
What about the other, these outbuildings that we were talking about on the farm now? We have a general term for any of the houses that animals would live in or that you would store grain in.
All of the ones on this street.
Yeah, somewhere they used to have what you call wheat houses.
This is one.
It was built, and when they had the wheat thrashed, this house was built. And then there was two long poles run on out up here where it was covered, and it had chains on it. And you pull this chain down here and tie it down to stakes in the ground. You pull that wheat in there.
What about the other?
And then whenever the sunny days, you would open this here, pull this, let that top up, and let this wheat sun out and dry. And then when you get ready to go to send it to mill for it to be ground and make the flour, why they had a door that you went to the place you got it, but that you just called it the wheat house. That's the only thing I gave was a wheat house.
Right. And what about the houses maybe that animals stayed in mostly? What was the general?
Just a barn. And you pull a cattle barn, stock barn. If he was using part of a big barn and using sort of one side under one sunny day, shed, I would call it, having cattle in some barn and horses in some barn, maybe some hogs would be, and some people had some few sheep that run with the cattle would be, and now you just call that the stock barn, because you had several different things in it.
Right, and the building that you stored corn in?
You call that the crib. If you just stored corn in it, you'd say, some people would, now of course, they, big barns where they had a lot of it, you'd call that the corn barn. I understand that, but ordinarily we're just with a small farming thing. They was called a crib, corn crib.
Right. And now this word for the upper part of the barn.
Shed, I would call it.
We
call that the hayloft.
And how was the hayloft?
The cattle would be in now. You just
steps
that
went up.
You had places you flip on it, and then at one end of it you could back up and throw your hay up in, and some of them had a place cut out in the middle, and you drove down through the middle of that thing with your wagon and threw it up in there. And have a rope, and they got machines in them days to lift things. You had some heavy bales of hay and stuff. Or you'd take these old rock tickles that you know you've seen water drawn out of a well with that tickle. They put a tickle and rope in the top of that barn thing and let it down there and pull that stuff up.
We call that the
hayloft.
And what about when you had hay out in the field and you put it up in little piles? What are some of the words for those?
You could back up and throw your hay up in, and some of them had these stacks of hay. You'd run it up in shapes like this and come in sort of a cone shape. That's not what it's speaking about. You'd call that the haystack.
And you had any other names for different sizes if they were smaller? Just maybe they had been piled together before they were put into that big stack.
The only thing I heard of them is a haystack. A lot of people would put some kind of cloth over that to help keep it some water soaking in it so bad. But all I ever heard was the stacks of hay and stacks of fodder and such as that.
And any sort of temporary building that would be put up over hay.
You'd run it up in shape like this and come in sort of a cone shape. It's not what
cover that
you call that the haystack.
Be taken down after the hay was used out of
it. I have seen people use when you got to where you could get these old tents. And some people got cloth and shellacked it and made it. And you take the tent and spread it over that and run it out, and you tie it down out here with cords and iron stakes. And then you see you could remove it when you wanted to move that batch of hay from that field.
What a hay barrack, is that a word that's ever been